Hi, this is Cindy, and you're listening to the 30-Day Home Staging Challenge podcast. This is my weekly podcast where I talk about home staging, home improvement, DIY, styling, and decorating your home, and occasionally running a creative small business using my 11 years experience in real estate and styling. You can find out more about me and the show at stageformore.com/podcast. Today's show is sponsored by EcoJoe, the original eco-friendly St. Joseph statue home selling kit. EcoJoe is actually our in-house product. In real estate, there's a common practice where home sellers would bury St. Joseph statues for good luck. However, all the statues were made with plastic until EcoJoe came along. After learning there's so much waste in the real estate industry, we developed EcoJoe in hopes to create conversations about environmental issues in real estate. You can find out more about EcoJoe at www.stageformore.com/EcoJoe. Hi guys, welcome back to the show. I hope you had enjoyed our last episode with Patty Hume, a real estate agent in LA and landscape designer. That was a really fantastic show. I love having Patty on the show. She was so passionate about landscaping and real estate, and it was such a treat to learn from her. We're going to talk about appealing to specific demographics today. I run across this a lot, especially living in San Francisco Bay Area, where it is a very diverse population. I get requests all the time to stage a house to target Chinese buyers or younger buyers, etc. So I'm going to address this on the show today and show you some tips to approach this. Before I get started on the show today, I want to acknowledge you, our listeners. I was really excited this week when I saw 2 new reviews on iTunes and more ratings. A lot of times doing these shows feel like I'm talking into thin air into this unknown world. It's like I'm talking to myself alone in a dark room. So it's great to know that you guys are listening and enjoying the show. So thank you, Brassy Bra Jen, for commenting, and I'm happy to hear that you've learned something new every time you listen to a new episode. And fun to learn one, I'm so glad that you have found my show. Yes, I think the show is the only one that's about home staging right now, and I love that you love episode 6. I'll definitely keep that in mind when we plan out the show content in the upcoming months. Styling is definitely a very big topic, and I'll elaborate more on the topic down the line. I'm also contemplating coming out with a home styling class later on this year, so if you guys are interested in specific topics about styling, please definitely leave a note on the show notes. To find the show notes, just go to stageformore.com/podcast for the latest episodes. I'm very passionate about my work. This shows it definitely takes a lot of energy and preparation to do. Especially now I brought on a producer, so it's really important for me to do a good job and deliver value to you. My main goal here is to provide value and actionable knowledge to you so you can make your home a more beautiful space for you to live in or to sell. If you have any feedback, please definitely let me know. It is incredibly important to know these things so I can improve the show and make the content even better. If you do like what you heard so far, please write us a review or leave a rating on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. This will help other people to find the show. And if you're interested in joining us for the free 30-Day Home Staging Challenge email course, please go to our website at www.stagemore.com/30daymomestaging for more information. For today's show, I'll be trying something new. I'll be posting the transcript of the show in the show notes. Let me know how you like it by leaving me a comment in the post. Okay, enough introduction today, so let's get on with the show. Today we're going to talk about appealing to specific demographics. And when I say specific demographics, I mean different type of ethnic groups, or different target demographics like young professionals, baby boomers, single women, etc. I run across this a lot, especially living in San Francisco Bay Area. We have a very diverse population here in every different demographic possible. Age, sex, income level, sexual orientations, and more. I get requests all the time to stage a house to target Chinese buyers. And I will get instructions like, okay, I want you to decorate a house with Buddha statues, or certain patterns people think may appeal to Chinese buyers, which can be borderline stereotypical and offensive to those who are sensitive to this type of issue. So I'm going to address that on the show today and show you some tips to approach this. So first, let's start talking about specific ethnic groups, because I think that's usually a more glaring problem. I remember watching Million Dollar Listing New York this season, where Frederick wore a silk shirt ensemble that is like the stereotypical Chinese ensemble. And he approached the buyers the wrong way. He said konnichiwa to a buyer. Konnichiwa is actually Japanese, and he said that to a Chinese buyer. The buyer actually corrected him immediately. This is something that's really awkward to watch, and you don't want to do that to your potential buyers. You can pretty much kiss that deal goodbye. I actually have a screenshot of this from the blog Curb New York that I will link it to the show notes. If you know you're in the market where there will be a predominant ethnic population, there are ways to stage your house to appeal to that population that is still tasteful and subtle without coming off as stereotypical and borderline offensive to the people who are coming through the open house. And remember, selling is about appealing to a broad range of people. You never know who potential buyers is, so instead of appealing to a certain population, you want to be across the board. I staged a home once where the builder felt that someone from the Middle East would buy this particular home. So he added these architectural details, like he had these three arch niches and he painted them gold because he thought that would appeal to the Middle Eastern buyers. It's the first thing buyers see when they walk into this particular home. And the area actually had a large Indian and Chinese populations in addition to the Middle Eastern population. So the agent felt that it could be difficult to sell and if they were to show it empty. So our job as a stager with staging is to minimize this since the client wanted this on the market as soon as possible. There are a lot of stuff you can do, like using patterns or color schemes to style the home instead of doing a very literal interpretation like putting things you think that are this population everywhere. I mean, my family is from Taiwan. While we have a Ming-style chairs in our living room, we also have plenty of Western furniture. My mom has these Louis XVI-style chairs in her house. She also had these French-style dressers that she had found in an antique store in San Francisco. So like I've said before on the blog and on the show several times, selling is highly personal, but staging is not. Staging is about appealing to a broad range of buyers. My point is that you never know what type of buyers will come through the home, coming back to this example. Maybe the buyer is going to be a Chinese family, or somebody who is Middle Eastern, but was born here and have no cultural connection to that background and will have not appreciated these details that the builders have put in. In this case, we had to stick with what we can work with. The archways are already done and the builder was not going to rebuild it. The display niches were also already done. He was not going to do anything about that either. What we ended up doing was putting in furnishing that was a little bit more traditional to go with the finishes and the style of the home. I also used palms as a motif where it is in the artwork and decorative accessories. When you use the theme throughout, it becomes a styling theme and less about a statement or wanting to appeal to a certain type of demographics. I'm going to put a photo in the show notes so you can see what I'm talking about. But these custom gold niches turned out to be the trickiest to deal with because I didn't really have artwork in that specific size. I needed three of them. If they were similar, I might have left them to make themselves as a statement instead of a focal point. But because the wall is the first thing the buyers see and they're so sizable, especially since the buyer had painted them gold, instead of keeping them in the same color as the wall colors, it was important that we have artwork there to neutralize it. Here's a quick tip for you about creating your own custom and affordable artwork. When you're out of artwork, you have to be creative. I bought three canvases from my local art store that would fit perfectly in the niches, and I went to Joann's and I picked fabrics that would go with my design plan. Because the home had these details that were more intricate and had these Middle Eastern flair, I picked a fabric that would go with the home. And then I use my fabric staple gun and basically stretch the fabric over the canvas. This is a super easy way to make affordable artwork. If I couldn't find the right size canvas that I wanted, I would make my own. You can probably find a lot of tutorials online on this, but this is what I do. I get 1x1s from Home Depot, which is really inexpensive. Cut them to the size that I want and use screws to assemble them. After the frame is done, then I can stretch any fabric over it. So back to selling the space to appeal to different demographics, using colors and patterns to suggest that appeal, instead of doing a literal translation to appeal to a certain demographic. In the 30-day home staging challenge course, I talk about the power of storytelling. I truly believe that power of visuals and how good visuals will sell any products. So what are you saying to the potential viewers? The best storytellers tell, not spell it all out. The other advantage of using colors and patterns to appeal to a specific demographic is that you're not excluding anyone. It is still appealing to a broad range of buyers. It's just that you're leveraging the color preferences of a certain demographic to make the interiors more attractive to them. I use the same approach with other demographics as well. If the agent wants us to appeal to the Chinese population, I will incorporate red as an accent color, which is an auspicious color in the culture. This way, you're paying attention to the demographic, but you're not splashing red everywhere or doing a straight interpretation like putting Buddhas everywhere, which can become borderline offensive. Color schemes and patterns are great ways to style interiors to target a specific demographic. So say you're targeting young professionals or millennials who are technology-driven and generally prefer the more poppy types of colors. But in general, I would say use patterns sparingly. Just because chevrons are in right now, that doesn't mean you want to plaster that everywhere. It's also why when I incorporate red, it's always an accent color, because it adds richness visually, but it's not overpowering as an accent color. This is something you want to keep in mind when you're introducing patterns. If you're decorating to live, I would say go for it, because it is all about you at that point, and you can introduce as many patterns as you want into the space as long as you and your roommates or family members can tolerate it. I also want to say that there is a fine line when it can cross over from being fun and chic over to junky and crazy looking. When you're styling your own home, I would still say to learn how to edit. This will help you to look more polished. I recently published 2 blog posts, one on finding your personal style and one on building it. I'll link that in the show notes as well. But basically, the gist of these 2 blog posts are about defining your personal brand. When you see people who are very stylish and pulled together, generally their homes are too. What they wear will also translate to their home and work as well. That's what I love about styling. It can translate from fashion to home decor and to personality. This is especially true with creative professionals. You may look at famous bloggers, their Instagram and blogs and video blogs, and see that they have a very consistent and distinctive style throughout. This is also why, because they're very clear with their personal brand. So experiment and find out what that personal brand is for you, and then you can build your style accordingly. So that's it for today's show. I hope you had enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, leave them in the show notes by going to stagemore.com/podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the 30-Day Home Staging Challenge podcast. Visit stagemore.com/podcast to check out show notes for each episode and find links to resources mentioned during the podcast. You can also sign up for our free 30-Day Home Staging Challenge and webinars by visiting our website. And I want to hear from you. You can leave a comment on the show notes or connect with me on Instagram and Pinterest using the handle @CindyLynnSF or @StagedForMore. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. And if you're finding value from the show, please do tell a friend and leave a rating and review on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. It will help others to find the show, and I can invite more guests. Until next time, happy staging!